Okay, we're in Drushas Haran, Drushas Shlishi, continuing on page Kuftes Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kooks. So the Ran is getting back to his main point, how he started the Drushas Haran of this Drush, and that is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Vel Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, which is what he talked about till now. He spoke to both of them to tell them the mitzvah of HaChodesh Ezeh Lachem Rosh Chadash. This should be the first month for you, Nisan should be the first month. Okay, Tzarech Levayer, needs to be explained. Madua Amar Lachem. Why does it say this month should be for you, the beginning of the months? Why didn't it just say that this month is the first of the months? Why did it say this month is for you people, the first of the months? The reason is, the month in and of itself is not the first of the months, or the beginning of the months. Because when a circular thing like the moon goes in a circular orbit, so if there's no part of it that's the beginning or the end, it's all one big circle. And even though the secular chachamim say, well, this is a good time that should be the beginning of times, because it's a very nice climate, the Tov Mizgo Vishivu Yaviro, because it's a nice climate at the time, so that should be the beginning of the year, the beginning of the months. So first of all, that's not because it's Be'etzem, the beginning of the months, but even if you want to say it's nice, it should be the beginning, because that's the time when it's the best climate, that's all has to do with the sun, and none to do with the moon. So I'm not talking the meaning of Masacham, and that's to do with counting the yearly cycle of the sun. The sun has to do with the climate. When you're counting lunar months, like we count, so then there's no month that's more fit to start with than the next. L'chein Amar, therefore the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. That's why the Pasuk says that this month will be for you the beginning of the months. Kolomer, as if to say, Im Hayoshe Nenu Roi Mitzad Atmo Shia Rosh Chadashim. It's not that it be'etzem, that in and of itself it should be, it's fitting to be the beginning of months. Lachem Roi Shia Rosh. But for you it is fitting that you should start with Nisan. That should be the beginning of the year, of the months. Why? Achar Asher Negaltembo V'Shas Chalas HaTorahbo. Because that's the month that you were redeemed. So for the Bnei Yisrael, it's fitting that the year starts, it should be the first of the month in Nisan. Kikomin Yenenu Roi Shiyan Osanam Al Shai Shiyat Torah. All of our countings, it's fitting that they should be based on the Torah. Lokafi Aminigativi, not having anything to do with any natural occurrences. Because our nothing to do with Klal Yisrael works with nature. But everything with Klal Yisrael has to do with Hashem's giving us schar v'onesh. So our years, our counting of time, does not work based on physical things in nature. It works on things that have to do with Klal Yisrael in a religious sense, Hashem keeping us around, and the schar and the onesh, and that's how our minyanim works. Therefore, Nisan should be the first of the months, because that's the month that we were redeemed, that we became a nation, and when the Torah started, that's when the whole thing started. And that's actually why we count years from Tishrei. Everyone knows, or many people know, that there's a famous machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. When was the world created? Was it created in Nisan, or was it created in Tishrei? So Rav Elazar is of the opinion that it was created in Tishrei. Rav Yeshua, who's the one we usually paskin like, including this case, holds that the year was really created in Nisan. So why is it that we count the years from Tishrei? That's what he's asking. Even though we paskin like Rav Yeshua that the world was created actually in Nisan, Amru Parakamid Rosh Hashanah, we say in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chachmei Yisrael Monin Lamabel Kerebi Elazar, that the Chachmei Yisrael, the sages of Israel, count the time in the Mabel like Rebbe Elazar, which it doesn't necessarily just mean Mabel, it means when we count all years, all occurrences, when we count what year something happened, we count from Tishrei, like Rebbe Elazar, Litkufa Rebbe Shiva, when we're counting the cycle of the sun and the moon, meaning when they were astronomically created, we go like the regular way, which is Rebbe Shua. In other words, that we paskin, it was actually created in Nisan, so when we talk about the calculating astronomical things with the sun and the moon, we go like Rebbe Shua, that the world, assuming the world was created in Nisan, when we're counting things that happened in history, counting years of whatever, then we go like Rebbe Elazar to count from Tishrei. So the Ran says, Kolomer Monon Tkufa Rabbi Yeshua Lafisha Benisan Nivra Olam. We count Tkufa, again, that's the astronomical calculations we count from Nisan like Rabbi Yeshua, because that's when the world was created. But still, the Mabel Monim Rabbi Lazar. But when it comes to the Mabel, so then we count from Tishrei like Rabbi Eliezer, Kolomer Lishnei Hadaras. What I mean to say is, like I said, not the Mabel per se, but all years of generations, all things that happened, that all counts from the time of the Mabel. I'm sorry, it all counts from, starts from Tishrei. Tzarech Tam Lama. So why is it when we talk about years of things happening, we go from Tishrei, and we talk about astronomical calculations, we go with Nisan? Why is that? V'atshuva b'zeh, the Ran says the answer is, Kimi asher ha'olam nidon b'tishrei, because the world is judged on Tishrei, that's when Rosh Hashanah is. Ein roi sheyia minyan shanav, kifi ha'hekefim shehekif v'shav el nekuda achas kifi minyan ha'shanav. So when we talk about time, we shouldn't be talking about a year based on when the sun physically traveled from one point back to its original point. Because when you're dealing with nature, so there's nothing really special about that. It just, nature says that after 365 days, the sun will be back to its place where it started from. And that's just a natural thing. The kiyumenu, or kiyumo, but our existence, our continued existence, but our existence is not nature, it's based on Hashem's Mishpat. Therefore, our year, when we count years, it should go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Because when we've gone a solar year from Tishrei to Tishrei, because once we've reached the next Tishrei, we know that last Tishrei we were judged to exist again until this Tishrei. Therefore, our counting of years goes with our emuna and Hashem, and goes with our shorish of emuna and Hashem. Similar to our counting of months. So both of those have to do, in other words, with more spiritual things, why Klai shall count from those times. Therefore, the pasuk says, that this month should be specifically for you, the beginning of months, because it has to do with Klai shall. Okay. Avaladas Rabbasena Zal Yirmos Ki Mitzvah Zu Mr. Ella Basin. Chazal say, though, that this mitzvah is, that this pasuk, when it says Achodesh Azalachem, that this month is for you, Rosh Chadashim, it's hinting, too, that it's given over to Basin. Meaning what? The calculation of when the new moon is, that sort of thing is in Basin's hands. Quite literally. And the holidays, when Pesach is all based on what Based in decides. And anyone who thinks that they argue with the Based in, let's say Based in says today is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Pesach is 14 days from now, or Yom Kippur is 10 days from now, whatever month you're in, and you think they were off by a day, or 2 days, or whatever the case may be, so you're going to argue with them, Kam ki yitu baskamasam, even if Based in actually made a mistake and you were correct, Cholek al Torah, you'll be someone who argues with the Torah. There, in other words, even though they're in Cheshbon, you might be right, but practically speaking, if Based in decides that a certain day is Rosh Chodesh, then that's when it is. Like we know from the Mishnah, that there's a story the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah discusses where Rabbi Yeshua had a Cheshbon of when he thought Yom Kippur fell out, based on his calculations. And Rabbi Gamliel had a different calculation. And Rabbi Gamliel was the based in, and he decided it was Yom Kippur falls out on a certain day. And Rabbi Shua argued, and Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Shua, you must come to me, not keeping Yom Kippur on your Yom Kippur. You're going to come to me with your money sack and everything to show that you're not keeping Yom Kippur on the day that you say it is, and you're going with me. V'chein asa, and Rabbi Shua did it. Even though Rabbi Shua held he was being Mechal Yom Kippur in theory. Why? Because the Torah said to follow what the Chachmei Hador say, to follow what the Beis Din or whatever the generation paskins. Even if it isn't true, since the Chachamim of that generation make a psak that it's like this, it's like A, so even, at least, at the very least, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, even when they make a mistake, it doesn't matter. They're right, you follow them, and Shemayim follows them. That becomes when the real Pesach is. That's what Chazal say at the beginning of Chagiga, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Od Pasach V'Darash, Divrei Chachamim Kitarvonos, that the words of Chachamim are like cattle prods, Ukamas Miros, Nituim Bale Asufos, Nitnu Miroach, and they're like pegs, and Bale Asufos gatherings. Well, we'll see, he's going to discuss what those are, all given from the same shepherd. So Gemara explains what that means. Ma darban, just like this cattle prod, mechavin es hapara letlameha, it keeps the cow, when it does its plowing, so it keeps it on the straight and narrow, keeps it going in the path it's supposed to go. Havi chayim olam, to bring life to the world, meaning because the cow, you know, plows the field and therefore this food. Av divrei Torah, so too, divrei Torah, mechavnim lev lomdehem midarchi misa darchi chayim. So too, divrei Torah, straighten your heart from the ways of death to the ways of life. Ratzu bazeh, Chazal meant with this, shekemosha darben hu mechavin esap para lasos charishasa biyosher, just like the cattle prod or whatever exactly that thing is, the thing that keeps the cow going in the straight path, so that v'shalot helech ana va'ana, and then the cow shouldn't turn to go off where it's supposed to go, to plow straight. Umine yosher hu, and from the cow plowing straight, b'chayim olam, life comes to the world. Hei matvuos va'peros, meaning the wheat and the fruit that comes from its plowing properly. After divrei Torah, so too divrei Torah, mechavnim leva adam mefakchem, so it keeps the person's heart straight and makes him wise. V'lo pikchus she'agia mimenu nezek odas nifsed, and it doesn't make him wise that he becomes a guy who uses his wisdom, that the wisdom he gets makes him go bad and do evil things. Ela hasagas das amiti yagia ha'adam bo lamashu tachliso, but knowledge of Torah brings a person, knowing true das, brings a person to closer to his purpose. Sheyesh chachmas mefakos leiv adam, there are wisdoms out there that make you smart, but take you off the path of life to the path of death. That you learn very smart things, but that they're sending you in the wrong direction, and with that chachma you end up being taken out of Olam Haba. Let's say you learn how to become a good trickster, and how to scam, and how to make shady business deals, or you learn very nice philosophical or atheistic ideas. So they may have lots. There's chachma to it, but it leads you in the wrong direction. It's chachma not with the right direction to it, not taking you to the right place. But the Torah, when you learn Torah, it doesn't give you the type of wisdom that leads you to wrong conclusions like some type of chachmas do, or leads you to bad midos like some types of wisdom will send you to. Like Shlomo said, Ki tavo chachma b'libecha, that when chachma comes in your heart, v'das l'nafshecha yinam, and when you have knowledge and it makes your soul pleased, it's pleasant to your soul, Mazima tishmar alecha, so then it will protect you. Tavuna tinsereka, your knowledge will also protect you. Tzilcha miderech ra, so that, and it will save you from the ways of evil. Mish midaber tapuchas, from someone who is not being completely honest and giving you baloney stuff. Amar shem yikna chachma v'tavo belibo. So Shlomo is telling you that if the chachma comes in your heart, and it's pleasant to your soul, kikli yakar, like something beautiful, like in other words, not just that you got the das of Torah, not that you just got the chachma of Torah, you memorized the blot, but that you enjoy it. That's an interesting thing, right? It has to be that you understand it well. If you don't understand it well, you're certainly not going to enjoy it. You understand it well, you got it, it's part of you. You'll have a great profit from this. Something, yeah. Shehamazima tishmar alav, that this knowledge that you got, it will protect you. Vatzvuna tinsereyu, and the understanding will protect you. Vatzilatzilayim v'derechram yishtim idaber tapuchas lebal yokadena brishta, and it'll save you from a trickster, from a, sounds like a scam artist, that you won't be, or it could be any kind of scam artist, you know, a religious scam artist. It'll protect you from people who are not being completely straight. Minisbayer b'divir rabbeinu zal shazosi kavanas haparsha. So Chazal tells us that this is what the parsha meant. From our Chazal make a drasha by anyone who called be'eha lo yeshuvin. The Gemara in Avodah says it refers to people who become kofrim, who don't believe in the Torah, so they don't ever come back. If you get certain, that's again he's talking about going to bad wisdoms. Torah brings you from darchi misa to darchi chayim. Okay. That was a nice rush about Torah. We're going to continue in that Gemara from Chagiga Amrod, and the Drasha continues after it says, Chachamim, the words of Chachamim are like Darvonos, they're like cattle prods that keep your heart straight, and it says, Kamas Miris Turim, then it says, Baalei Asufos, that they are Baalei Asufos. The Gemara says, Ilu Tamid Chachamim, Sheyoshim Asufos, Asufos, Voskim Batorah. These are Tamid Chachamim who sit in small gatherings, and they are learning Torah. Halolo metamin v'halolo metiren. Some say the thing is tameh, and some say the thing is tar. Halolo poslin v'halolo machshirim. Some say it's puzzle, some say it's kosher. Halolo osrin v'halolo matirin. Some say it's usher, some say it's mutter. Shemet tamra. So if you're going to say a hov, halolo say this way, and the others say the other way, heachani lomi tarmiata. How am I supposed to learn? There's a disagreement about everything. And maybe, so half of the things I'm learning are not even the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If I sit here and learn, we paskin, let's say the halacha is like one, and you learn both sides. So it means 50% of your time you were learning sheker, things that are not Torah, and the one that we paskin like is Torah. Is that true? So maybe someone will say, how can I learn Torah? There's so many different opinions, and only one of them is true. Talmud Omer, so the Gemara says, Kulam nitnu miroa echad, it's all given from one shepherd. Kulam parnes echad amran, all were said by one person. Mipi adon kolam asim baruchu, from one Hashem. Shenem ay meidabri ay elokim es kolad verma ele lemur. Hashem spoke all of these things, saying, Darshu milas kol, so they were darish the mila of kol, everything Lomer to tell you. Shafilo divrei mishlo hisiga emes, even the person who said his side of the machlokas, and he was wrong, he didn't get the truth, even that was Nemr L'Moshe M'Sinai. That was also said to Moshe at Sinai. Both sides of the Machlokas, even though only one of them is correct, both sides were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'zeh ha'inyin tzarechiyin, says the Ran, what on earth does that mean? This needs investigation. Eich nomer, how could we say, Shishtei kitos ha'machlokas, Nemr L'Moshe M'Piyagvura, if there's two sides to a Machlokas, and both were said to Moshe from Hashem. For example, Hine, Hil v'Shamay Nachku, Hil and Shamay have a machlokas. Shamay Yomer Mikav Chala. Shamay says, you want to know how much of a dough you need to take Chala? What is the size of the dough that requires you to take Chala? So Shamay says it's the size of a Kav. Hil Alomer Mikabayim, two Kavs. And he doesn't quote the Chachamim saying, like neither of them, really one and a half. Okay, so you have one. Shammai says one kav, Hillel says two kavs. They're not both right. What does that mean? Well, it's only one of them is right. One of them got the das amiti, v'asheni hafcho, and the second one did not get the das amiti. The second one is incorrect. V'imkein, if so, ich nidros shiyotem pi Hashem yisbarach, davar bilti amiti. So then how are we saying that Hashem said the wrong one to Moshe? Hashem said something not true? Hashem told Moshe both shitas, and one of them is false? What it means is like this. The entire Torah Shebichzav, the entire Torah Shebaalpeh, the written law and the oral law, all were said to Moshe. Like it says in Maseches Megillah, Amri B'chia Baraba, Amri B'yochanan, Mai Dechziv V'aleim K'chol HaDvarim, B'lamin She'ereu HaKadosh Baruch L'Moshe Dikduke Torah V'Dikduke Sofrim. Hashem, the Gemara tells us that Hashem showed Moshe all the things that Chazal would come up with, Ramash Sofrim Asinu L'Chadosh, what they would eventually say, my new, and what would they come up with? Mikra Megillah. So Hashem told Moshe all the things that Chazal would say, and all the things they would come up with, and that which they would invent on their own, like Mikra Megillah. Dikduke Sofrim, what are Dikduke Sofrim? Hema Machlokas v'chiluke ha-svaros shebein chachmi shalda. Dikduke Sofrim are the Machlokasim and the different svaros that different chachamim have. Okay. V'kulam lam lam Moshe m'piyagvura, and all of them Moshe learned from Hashem. V'shetehei ha'achra behem kefi ha'askamas chachmei ador. And the ha'achra, the psak, who we go like, is up to the wise men of the generation, whatever the chachmei ador decide. Okay. V'zehu inyan Rav Elazar ha'gadol machlekuso. That this idea that there are different opinions, Hashem showed them to Moshe, and said that the Chachamim should decide what the halacha is. So that's the idea that happened with Rabbi Elazar HaGadol and his famous machlokas with the Chachamim. In other words, there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes, Rabbi Elazar by the Tanur Achnai. Rabbi Elazar had a certain shita, and the Chacham disagreed with it, and Rabbi Elazar said, if I'm right, let the river flow backward, and he did all kinds of miracles. Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, let the, you know, okay. He said, if I'm right, let this happen, and it would happen. The river would fall backwards, the walls would fall in, whatever he said happened. And Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, let a Baskel come out and say that I'm right. Or I don't know if he said that, but either way, a Baskel came out and said, Rabbi Elazar is right. And the Yonat HaChamim said, we don't care. Lo b'shamayim, the Torah says that we should not go with Shamayim, the Torah is given to man. And that, so that's the story he's referring to. So just to read it here, V'zayinin Rav Elazar HaGadol Machlokes, so that's the idea of Rav Elazar HaGadol and his Machlokes at Chacham, V'amrim Sham Bav Metzia, the Gemara says, Bav Metzia, Amad Rav Yeshua Raglav, Rav Yeshua got up and said, after the Baskel came out and said, Halach is like Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua got up on his legs and said, V'amr lo b'shamayim hi. Pasuk says, it's not, the Torah is not in Shamayim. Mai lo b'shamayim hi. What does it mean, it's not in Shamayim? Kfar nit the Torah the Moshe, the Torah is already given to Moshe al Har Sinai, because of Ba'acharei Rabbim Lahatas. The Torah says, go after the majority. The majority disagree with Rav Elazar, so the halacha is not like him. Hinei ro, so the Torah says, look, they all saw, Hinei ro kulam, she Rav Elazar hayamaskim al emes yosher mehem. So the Ran's understanding of that story is, everyone realized, after all these miracles happened, that obviously Rav Elazar must be right. All of his miracles were true. And the Baskel came out saying, Rav Elazar is right. Still, they passed like themselves, knowing they were wrong, because it made sense to them. Since the Chacham of that door, to them it made sense that it should be Tami. Even though they saw clearly they must have been wrong, they still wouldn't say it's Tahar like Rav Elazar. And if they had gone like Rav Elazar, they would have been sinners. Since their seichel told them, their intellect told them that should be tamei, that the psak was given over to Chachmei Adoros. So what the Ran is saying is that even though when Hashem told Moshe two sides of an opinion, one is true and one is not true, well, the one that's true may not be the one we paskin like. And they both said from Hashem because the second one may be Torah. In other words, even if it's not true, l'fi ha'emes, but if Chazal, the Chacham of that door, would say it is true, so then we would paskin that way and then it would become the halacha and therefore Torah. And we'll stop here for this week and continue next week. Mr. Hashem.